Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of The Stone Run. I'm your host, Allie Ann, and hopefully one of these days I'll be able to say, you know, that the host is not me. It would be really nice to be able to get somebody else on here sometime. But anyway, I wanted to talk just a little bit about seasons of waiting, and I have been waiting for something that God laid on my heart for 12 years now. And so I feel like I've had a little bit of experience and be able to hopefully encourage you guys by just sharing what God has done in my life. And I don't want to tell you what to do, but I will give you some ideas of what you can go to God and ask Him, and knowing what to do and what the season of waiting is and what you should be doing in the waiting time or in the meantime. And really I give you two different people that God has encouraged me in the scriptures for seasons of waiting. But of course there's a lot of other people that had to wait for different promises. If you think about just the Israelites in general waiting for the promised Messiah, and then all of the Christians waiting for Jesus to come back. So there's a ton of different examples of waiting. I mean, if you think about Jesus, just he had to wait 30 years before he actually started his ministry. And then God fulfilled the vision that he placed on his life at like around the age of 33. So he had a lot of waiting too. And if you look at how it seems like when he was at the age of 12 that he really wanted, or he really knew that God had something for him. I've always wondered, you know, like at what point did Jesus realize that God had something for him and who he was? So that just is an encouragement to me to think that, okay, Jesus even had to wait 30 years before he actually started his ministry that he knew he was going to. So this is hopefully just an encouragement to you guys in what to do and how to be able to hopefully enjoy the times of waiting, because I feel like the longer I have to wait, the harder it is, but the more I'm able to enjoy it. So don't let that discourage you. I will let you guys get to the episode now, and hopefully God will speak to you and be able to do something in your own life. When seasons of waiting draw on forever, what are we supposed to do, and why are we going through these seasons of waiting? So about 12 years ago, God laid on my heart something that he wanted me to pray for. And, you know, my mind made up all these different things of what it meant and everything. And then about 7 years ago, he laid something on my heart to pray for. And then also then 6 years ago, and maybe 5 years ago, let's see, it would have been 2017. So yeah, about 5 years ago. So just throughout my life, he's laid different things on my heart to pray for. And of course my mind has, you know, made up all these different things of what it's for in the future. And obviously some of them are correct just because of what he asked me to pray for. And some of them may also just be my own mind. And then some of them I have really prayed about and really sought God on what they meant and what they're for. And just because the time of the season of waiting has just really drawn on and really made me question a lot about, okay, what is going on? What is this for? And just being able to talk with different people that I trust and be able to talk about what God has laid on my heart and how I should be responding, because I feel like it's more of an action time now in certain areas and different things. But I don't really want the specifics to be out in public yet, just because I want to make sure that God is leading it, and I want to actually start seeing some action in it before I tell anybody. But seasons of waiting can be very enjoyable if you can keep your eyes on Christ and be faithful in the little and remember that this is training ground for what's ahead. So as I was seeking God, if you listened to the first episode of this month, you'll know like a little bit about what is going on in my own life. And I've realized that I really need to be seeking God about what is going on. Why is this drawing on so much? Why is this season of waiting so long? I mean, it's been 12 years, and yeah, he's been building on that over the years, and he's been like adding different things to pray for about that burden that he put on my heart. And so just after 12 years, I'm like, okay, is this just something that I came up with? It is actually something that God's laying on my heart. And there has been so many different confirmations with different specifics or different areas. And I'm just like, okay, I know this is where God is leading me. Some of them may be my own thoughts, but I know some of them are specifically from God because I have a peace about it. And I've asked a lot of people to pray for me and whatever. But then I was really starting to ask God, okay, why is this taking so long? And he started showing me different people in scripture. So take Joseph, for example. He had a vision from God or a dream. And he may not really have known what it meant at the time, but eventually God did fulfill that vision. He fulfilled that dream. But first he was rejected by his brothers. He was sold as a slave and he had to serve years in prison for no fault of his own. And you kind of wonder, okay, during all of that, between God giving Joseph that dream and him actually fulfilling it, what happened? And you can see that his faith was definitely strengthened. He grew in his relationship with God and he served faithfully where God had him. You can see that as a servant, he got promoted so high and he was in favor with, I think it was Pharaoh or Potiphar. It was Potiphar. He was in favor with Potiphar and he put him as like one of his highest servants. And then in the prison, he served faithfully and he was head over all the prisoners while he was in there. And then he was also prepared during all of this and trained to become the leader that God needed him to be. So when God gave him that dream of being a leader, he needed time to prepare him and to train him for that. And so that was an encouragement to me. And then God also brought to mind Abraham, where his waiting season was very long. And some of the things that God promised, he didn't have even actually get to see it in person, but God still brought it to pass in his descendants. And if you think about how God told him to go to a land that he didn't know about, he just, you know, he had to have faith to do that. And then all of how God told him, you know, his heir would, or his descendants would inherit the land that he trod. And then, you know, Abraham was, of course, his faith wasn't as strong then because he's like, how's that going to be? Is my servant going to be the one that does that? And then God eventually then laid on his heart that his heir from his own bowels, so like he'll actually have a son to inherit all of that and whatever. And it was just like God built this vision, but it took how many years for God to prepare him to be the father of many nations. And through all of this, he was a faithful steward of what he had. If you think about how much cattle he had, how many servants he had, and like he was a very wealthy man. He was very faithful in stewarding what he had. And then he also grew in his faith. You can see that when God told him to sacrifice Abraham, or sorry, when God told Abraham to sacrifice Isaac, you can see that Abraham had the faith to obey God in that. If you think about how hard that would have been, his faith had to have been strengthened through all of the waiting season, and then God finally fulfilled it. And then also his relationship with God was strengthened, because you can see it seems like as he had conversations, he got stronger. And when the angel of the Lord, you know, they went over to Sodom, he was able to actually speak with him as a friend. And then he also, I couldn't remember when I was writing down my notes, but there's a lot of different things like Lot that he helped, and all of these different people he helped along the way in the waiting season. And as I began really just praying about, okay, Lord, what are you doing in this waiting season in my own life? And he started showing me like different people that I've helped along the way, or just my faith in God has strengthened. And my relationship with him has definitely grown, and I've just seen a ton of different things, especially this year, during this season that I'm going through right now. He has done so many different things, answered prayers from when I was a teenager. And so it's like, I can see God working, but it's like, okay, God, what do you want me to do in this waiting season? Because apparently I'm still in it. And so some of the things he laid on my heart was to really focus on my relationship with him and to be faithful in serving those he has placed in my path, to realize that because I am still in a season of training, to kind of take each day as like I would a training run. So just realize that the fulfillment of the vision will take place down the road, and just each day is a training in order for me to actually be effective and be able for God to use in the vision that he gave me, whatever that may be, because I don't know very many of the details. I just know certain things that he's laid on my heart. And then obey him as he leads me each day, just being open to the Holy Spirit to be able to be used wherever he wants to use me. And then also in the preparation, also just keep praying for the areas and the people that he lays on my heart that has to do with the vision. So like preparing hearts and preparing circumstances and preparing me and just a bunch of different things like that. So that for me is what he has laid on my heart to do in this season. And I would really encourage you, if you are in a season of waiting, that you really seek after God, really, really focus on your relationship with him, like we've talked about, really strengthen that foundation. And fast if you need to, search the scriptures, talk with godly men and women you trust, and just really pour out your heart before God and see what he lays on your heart. See what he leads you to do. See, I would encourage you to not be so quick in assuming. So like, say one person says something to you and your heart just reaches out to it. Don't be so quick into accepting that. Really just tell God, I want to know, but just I need you to make it very clear to me. I will do whatever you ask. Just open my eyes, make it very clear that this is what you want me to do. And just that surrender and that humility. Allow God to be able to lead you in the direction he wants you in. So I would definitely encourage you to, if you are in a difficult season, then I have a link down below of a list of different things you can be praying for specifically in this season. And they're not like follow along prayers. They're just like different ways to pray and what to include in your prayer time. And it will, of course, I've been very big into trying to not tell people exactly what to do, but really encourage them to go to God and allow the Holy Spirit to lead them in ways that they specifically need. And so this list is kind of just a general guideline, a general outline, and just allow God to lead you to pray in a way that you need specifically, and in the circumstances that you were in. So I love you guys. I pray you have a blessed week and happy running.